Mar was better than some of the others. He didn't rage and scream at Davidge when he didn't get the answer he sought, like Ravage, and he didn't seem to be eviscerating the minister with his eyes like Mortis. Most important, Mar understood that the minister's projections were not guarantees. Unforeseen variables could alter the equation, rendering the minister's numbers obsolete. But there was still something unsettling about the icy calm with which Mar always addressed him.
"What is your analysis?"
Mar pressed, and Davidge realized the Sith had been waiting for him to give his report.
Given the estimated level of Republic-backed resistance and the growing tide of anti-imperial sentiment among the native population, we should abandon our campaign in the Boronol system.
There are 3 habitable worlds in that system. Nearly 20 billion people.
Yes, my lord. But none of the planets has the abundance of resources necessary to offset the losses we will inevitably sustain if we try to keep the population under Imperial control.
What's the loss ratio?
Extrapolated over 6 months, there is a net 0.2% reduction in total Imperial output if we let the system go.
And if we try to hold it?
Conservative estimates put the loss at 0.4%.
After a moment, he hastily added,
"In the worst-case scenario, losses could hit 0.7%.
To some, the numbers might sound small, but Davidge knew Mar was wise enough to understand the incredible scope of even 0.02% of the Empire's total resources.
The cost is high, but the Boronol system is not the only place in the Empire threatening to break away from our control. Crushing this uprising will send a message to other systems."
"Of course, my lord,"
Davidge said, though silently he sighed. He understood Mar's reasoning. Expend extra resources on the Boronol system in the hope that it would offset future losses. But in the minister's experience, such a plan rarely worked. Anti-imperial sentiment would still rise up in other systems, fed and fueled by the Republic and their promises of liberation. They would never recoup the extra few tenths of a percent it would cost them to hold the system. In Davidge's mind, this is how the Empire would fall. Not in some epic battle, but by tiny margins bleeding away. A death of 1 million microscopic cuts. But he dared not argue with Darth Mar.
"I will arrange to have one of our nearby fleets send reinforcements to the system,"
the minister said.
"I believe Darth Carid is still in that sector. The Ascendant Spear's arrival should put a quick end to the uprising."
The minister fought back another sigh. He was all too familiar with Darth Carid and her methods. Whenever the Ascendant Spear was brought into a conflict, casualties and collateral damage increased exponentially. There was no doubt in his mind that the loss ratio would now push toward the highest of his estimates. Against his better judgment, the minister decided to speak up.
"I'm still trying to absorb the cost of Darth Carid's intervention at Lerator. The loss of Gravis's fleet has negatively impacted our projections. In this case, it might be better if you ordered someone else to go."
"Darth Carid is a member of the Dark Council now. She does not take orders from me, or from you."
Forgive me, my lord. I meant no offense."
"Choose your words more carefully when you contact Darth Carid to request her assistance in this matter."
Davidge understood numbers better than people, but it was obvious what Mar was hoping to accomplish. It was well known that he had supported the Fallen's candidacy from the beginning, and having the Minister of Logistics personally petition Darth Carid for aid in the Boronol system would further legitimize her new position. And persuading her to undertake a mission in a remote system would keep her and the Ascendant Spear away from the machinations of any other members of the Dark Council who might be looking to recruit her allegiance, at least for a while. It wasn't the first time the minister had been forced to bow to the politics of the Dark Council. At least this time, the cost to the Empire was less than it had been on other occasions.
"I understand, my lord. I will contact her at once."
"Try to be convincing when you ask for her help,"
Mar warned before disconnecting the signal.